Today is Thursday, the 26th of February, in the first week of Lent. The Cape Town Camerata sings Nicoleli Bawo. Lead me, Father. As you listen, reflect on the God of kindness today, who is leading you through life, perhaps even in ways you haven't noticed yet. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. And everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, you will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets.
Today's reading starts with an assurance that when we ask, search for, or knock at the door of God, we will always get a positive response from God. Can you point to moments in your own life that convince you that that's true? The reading goes on to say that we react to our children in this generous way, at least when we're at our best. Remember for a moment or two a few times when you've responded generously to those in need. As the passage is read again, notice how Jesus claims that this sums up the law and the prophets. Why is that, do you think?
Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, you will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets.
Here, as elsewhere in the Gospel, Jesus encourages us to ask God the Father for all that we need. As this prayer draws to a close, ask God for whatever it is that you most need today. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.